Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Well, good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. There will be no guttural yell today. There is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out. San Diego Padres lose a game. It's the weirdest feeling that we've had all season. We're just not used to this. And dropping one, a heartbreaker to the Cubs last night.
Still haven't lost in regulation at home.
That's true. Yeah. In regulation, we have not. Well, we're just going to keep grasping at straws. and then it'll find all the straws will be gone. And we will be strawless. But listen, man, tough game last night, certainly. Lots of opportunities. You do feel like even at your playing one of your worst games of the season, you're still right there. You're still right there to win that game. So, gonna flush it, gonna move on. We will talk about it. We'll break it down. Definitely have some thoughts. You know, definitely have some thoughts on the personnel of this team right now and what it looks like and how they're trying to keep it all together. But that's not for this segment. This segment is to get loose, have some fun, talk with the fellas, talk with you guys. If you've never listened to our program, my name is Stephen Woods. I am also known as San Diego's concierge. If you have any questions about anything, just fire them at me. Even though I've asked you not to, you're still doing it anyway. I got one
Has
the
it
other
increased.
It's
since,
oh, it,
since you, like over the last couple of weeks, I'd say you really ramped up the pleading to stop asking you for stuff.
Yeah, right. And I've come on the air and I've told you guys.
You send us like 3 a day.
I told you guys some of the ones that I've been getting, and I do think, Paulie, that the number and the amount of them have increased. I think people are like, ha, 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 San Diego's concierge. But they're not doing it to be mean. They're like, oh, he really will answer all my questions, I think.
I'm just confused as to why people would ask you, someone who notoriously likes to do nothing and stay home.
Correct.
Given the choice, you will always choose doing nothing and staying home over going out and doing things. Yet they ask you for advice about, you know, where to get a good meal in Carlsbad or something.
Yeah.
It's like, he doesn't know. I mean, I'm the person you really should be asking
That's
these
true.
Things.
That's true. I
but
got.
Then again, you know that I don't usually reply to your DMs on Twitter, so you've kind of forced to go to Woods.
Yeah, San Diego's concierge is a real thing, and it was funny because I got one the other day. I think it was on Friday. And he basically said, ha, 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 San Diego's concierge. And he said, anyway, my dad and I are coming to town. We're tier ones from somewhere. We're coming to town and staying downtown. Need a couple of really good breakfast spots. and I need some card shops. And I said, well, where are you staying? Always begin. Where are you staying?
Let me. So that's your first
question. I know.
I think we know.
But now he knows that I opened it and read it. So then I just ignored him if I don't say anything. So I said, look, I'm not a hobbyist, right? I don't collect cards. My kids get their baseball cards at Target. Okay, that's the extent of my card shop knowledge. I said, I don't eat breakfast much downtown, right? Like maybe ever. I said, but I love Hash House. It's a bit of an Uber ride. So go to Hash House Agogo. It's kind of a San Diego legendary place. It is a delicious breakfast.
Go to the Mission downtown.
The Mission.
Cafe 222. I mean, there's some options down there.
This should be San Diego's concierge. You should be San Diego's concierge. So, yeah, here's the new strategy. Tyler says, hey, Woods, can you ask Ben? So now I'll be San Diego's middleman instead of San Diego's concierge. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, this is great. Jeffrey says, someone needs to invent a website. You can type in what you're looking for, and then the website will tell you what to do and where to go.
Someone's going to make a fortune on that idea.
That's actually, Jeffrey, a gazillion-dollar idea. Here's what we'll do. We'll call it Google. Type it in a search bar. Yeah, I wrote him. I said, I really like Hash House. I haven't been there in a decade, but I love it. I would go there every weekend if I could. I would like a show breakfast at Hash House sometime. How about that? On like a Friday, we get out of here and head on down?
Why not?
All right, we can do that. It'd be really, really fun. So, yeah, I'm sure there's tons of card shops down there.
Let's bring back Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, Ask Jeeves.
We did get the old company email yesterday from Big Boss Michael saying, hey, Friday, in honor of Easter, the office will be closing for a half day.
Okay.
If you're not able to leave by noon or 1 o'clock, whatever it was, check with your manager and coordinate another time where you can leave early. That's our little reward. We've talked about it for, I don't know, how long we've been here? 6 years? We've talked for 6 years. Maybe we just cash in on that sometime next week or something. Just be like, hey, Adam, we're leaving at 8.
At 8, and we're going to go to Hash House.
Let Mike Schilt interview himself at 9 o'clock.
Hello? Y'all there? Hey, boys, it's Schilty. Hello? I'm out here in Houston. I can't get him. They ain't answering. Yeah,
just let him. How you doing?
Let him spin his wheels on the air for 15 minutes. Well, I'm 14:59. All right, I'm done.
Set the automation to play the intro.
Yeah.
He just brings him on and give him 15 minutes of open mic time for Mike Schilt.
Hello. It's Schilty. Y'all playing a prank on old Schilty? Hello. Bro, it'd be the best bit of all time. Just leave him there to rot. Was so good. So, yeah, I'm San Diego's concierge, Stephen Woods. Paul Reindl is our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
And Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. He joins us as well.
I'm worried that you're going to get us in trouble.
How so?
Well, we got an email this week from corporate, the legal department.
I didn't see anything.
I think everybody got
Did
this
everyone
email.
Get it?
Did you miss this email? It was titled...
I do delete a lot of emails unread.
Reminder of Odyssey's marijuana advertising and content policy. And I wonder if we have been out of alignment with the standards of our company.
I just searched. I don't have that
email. Paulie doesn't have it either. Why do they only send it to me? Is it like... I need you, Ben, to mete out punishment for those two.
Everybody must get stoned. Don't play that anymore.
No, I don't know that we can play that anymore.
What's the thing? Did we get flagged by corporate?
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis. Again, Paulie, I think you're
I didn't get this email, so I don't know what the rules are.
The good thing is we don't talk about weed. It's only him constantly.
Loose cannabis?
Talking about cannabis. It's just you.
I mean,
so that's why you got the email.
You tell me if we're violating the policy. You want me to read?
Dying to hear this email because I didn't get it.
Because of the continued illegality of marijuana under federal law, regardless of legalization efforts or laws in states or cities such as California, we as a company still cannot, one, accept on any advertising for marijuana or for any business engaged in the growth, manufacture, import, possession, use, or distribution of marijuana. For example, dispensaries, grow houses, farms, etc. I think we're okay there. We haven't accepted any advertising.
Correct.
I think we're good on number one.
Free there.
All right, here's number two. Broadcast content that promotes the possession, use, or distribution of marijuana.
No. Never.
I don't think so.
I think we're in the clear.
So
Paul and I are. What, I know that. Paul and I
guess there's a gray area here. I mean, what actually promotes the possession of marijuana?
Probably
ganja,
you,
a.k.a. cannabis.
Probably you singing Everybody Must Get Stoned, telling every child out there that everybody must get stoned.
That's what I'm worried about.
Everybody must get stoned.
Like if I said, I was using my vape pen last night, and it was great. Would that be, like, I didn't. I don't even have a vape pen. But
allegedly?
Would that be in violation of our policy?
I don't know. I
really
Paulie
don't know. Comes up with his stoner questions that he texts us, and we talk about them.
Expect some tonight, probably.
Yes, I love Paulie's high questions.
Is that promoting the possession or use of marijuana?
Hmm.
Should we always couch it in that? Of course, Paulie is dangerous to the populace for doing this.
But it's not. It's not. Anyway, let's talk about underdog. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing here?
And then number three, in any way facilitate the possession, use, or distribution of marijuana.
Yeah, we don't do that.
We're not drug dealers.
No.
I'm not a drug dealer.
I'm a concierge. I can probably point you in the right direction.
Well, you can't.
But I guess I'm not allowed to anymore.
Don't tell me where to find marijuana is basically what we're saying.
Okay.
Just
like if you were looking for marijuana, you can't ask me where can I get some?
Yeah. I can't go, where could I find some marijuana? That would probably be in violation of our policy.
Okay. Well, I like to get it out that we know. You know, I like to get all these out so now we know the right way to do it and to not do it.
Big bomba class before bossing my head.
That's open to interpretation,
yeah,
I think.
That's just
M.R.
That's M.R.'s beautiful music.
Enjoying the island lifestyle.
I have gone down some major, major M.R. rabbit holes lately. He really had a viral smash with that song, Blank Turn Red. I can't talk about it. I can't say it. That's one thing I know I can't say on the radio.
That's the name of the song?
I believe it's
wow.
Blank P Turn Red. Hmm. And then he has new singles and stuff, but he always does the throw. It's like Chubby Checker in The Twist. He mentions P Turn Red in every other song. You know how Chubby Checker does The Twist? We'll twist again. We'll twist on a Monday.
Let's make it turn red again.
Make it turn
summer.
Red again next summer. Right. He's got all different iterations of it. And this is a new song. But I am going to reference Big Bomba Class and make it turn red. So my wife will walk in the room and she'll just hear it like Big Bomba Class, and I'm just in this rabbit hole of M.R. He's my favorite human on the planet, other than you guys and my family.
Big Bomba Class before bossing my head.
I love him so much. I will be when I go to England in July. I will be seeking him out. I know he lives in England.
How do you spell Big Bomba?
B I G B O M B A C L A S T. Big Bomba Class.
Class. Big Bomba Class.
Yeah, Big Bomba Class.
Big Bomba Class.
So I've been on the
Big Bomba Class before bossing my head.
I love him. I love him so much.
What's the second line?
How about this? Ben deciphers M.R.
Yeah, there we go. Try this.
Big Bomba Class before bossing my head.
Big Bomba Class.
It again?
Yeah, one more time, please.
Big Bomba Class before bossing Nanny Ed.
Big the boss of Nanny Nay.
Close. Chris says it's a Jamaican. That's not how it's spelled.
It's Bomba Clot.
Bomba Clot. Yeah, C-L-A-T. I'm
Bomba
sorry.
Clot.
Yeah, Big Bomba
Clot. Big Bomba Clot.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to. Okay, Big Bomba Clot.
Yeah.
And what's the second line, though? Do we have it written out anywhere? Is there a
Big Bomba Class before bossing my head?
Bomba Class. Chris, call in 833-288-0973 instead of just red penning us in the chat. Just call in.
Big Bomba Class. Spliff a bus in a me head.
Spliff a bus in my head.
Spliff a bus in me head.
Yep. Oh, that was fantastic.
Big bomba class, spliff a bus in me head.
Yeah, it's great.
Spliff a buff. Spliff a... Sorry, what is it again?
Spliff.
Spliff.
A bus.
A bus.
In a...
In a...
Me head.
Spliff a bus in me head.
Big bomba class, spliff a bus in me head.
I don't hear head.
I can do this all day. I can do it for the next hour. Ed. Head is Ed. Ed. Yeah.
Spliff a bus in
me head.
Spliff a bus in me head.
Yeah.
Big bomba class, spliff a bus in me head.
I'm the Ed.
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 Ed. Ed.
Like Ed McCaffrey.
Like, get you. Yes, if it helps you. Ed.
Ed.
Get your Ed right. Get your Ed right on a Wednesday.
I'm actually looking at the lyrics.
Spliff a bus in me head.
Spliff a bus in me head.
It's kind of eye-opening. It's a very different song.
Yeah, yeah.
When you read the words. It's filthy.
It's absolutely disgusting,
that
actually.
Drop, yes, that I've played now 15 times this morning... Might be the only two seconds of the entire song that we can play.
It absolutely is. Trust me.
Every single other line has the F word.
The P word.
The P word.
It's disgusting. It's a disgusting, disgusting song. But I really appreciate his artistry more than almost anyone. I listen to an ungodly amount of M.R. at home.
Mr. Odyssey is probably not all that happy with this segment.
That's all right. I mean, won't be the first time. Hopefully it's not the last either.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully our key cards work tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Again, we are not, once again, advocating for the usage, promotion, distribution, or sales of marijuana in any way on this program.
Never will.
In the state of California, it is legal to do so.
Correct.
Because of federal policy, and who knows, we may have people listening to us in Oklahoma.
That's true.
Where our policies may not be quite so open. We are not advocating for any of that.
No.
We're just having fun.
That's exactly right. I don't know where to go from there.
Well, we can probably talk some Padres and stuff. Yeah. Do the whole show thing, as it were, coming up here. We have you know what we can do? When we come back, we can pay off the incorporator from yesterday.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
To do that early, so don't forget about it. Jesse asked to incorporate our phrase hot beef into last night's broadcast, and he successfully did so. So we'll play the clip for you. Coming up in our next segment, we will set the menu for a Wednesday, a Big League Wednesday edition of Ben and Woods. I can tell you, we'll have Brett Boone, Odyssey Booney. MLB insider. He is also subject to Odyssey's marijuana policy.
Yes, he is.
We can remind.
I bet he takes it really seriously.
Can remind Brett not to step out of line while he makes his appearance on our program later this morning, and let you know what else we've got coming up for you here on a Wednesday edition of the show. We'll get some traffic with Kelly Danick, and then we'll move on from this segment on to other things next
year. Big bumper class, big bumper boss, and I'm the Ed. 60 guys says she wants when Woodsy. When Woodsy. That sounds good to me. Woodsy, big up myself, my G man, fully active, my bro. Happy birthday, family.
Thank you, buddy.
When Woodsy was red.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're
saying. Have a good one, my bro. That's for myself, M.R., Ben, and Woods. When Woods was red.
Seems like a happy fellow.
I love him. His voice makes me feel good inside.
It's like if you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. I love him so much.
All right, we will be back next. Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, speaking of all this, sometimes, I don't know, maybe your mouth gets really dry. Some people might call it cotton mouth. Maybe you go to your faucet and turn on your faucet and you have delicious Eco Water pouring out of it. There's nothing better than this jug of Eco Water that I carry with me literally everywhere I go. They've been keeping water soft in San Diego since 1925 when they patented the first self-regenerating water softener. Still leading the way today. It's not just about how good the water tastes too. It actually protects a lot of your appliances, your plumbing, your water heater. If you ignore that, a whole home repipe could cost you up to $24,000. That's why one of the reasons why we got EcoWater SoCal, but I'm going to be honest with you. It's the taste. It is bottled quality water straight from your tap. If you want an upgrade, EcoWater's alkaline filters take hydration to the next level. We've got the unit in our home. The whole family loves it. We're obsessed with it. We will never get rid of it. Clean water deserves clean air. EcoWater SoCal has also has state-of-the-art air purification that removes 99.99% of pollutants. So now we've got pure water, fresh air, and a happy family, all thanks to EcoWater SoCal. Get a free in-home water test today. Try the Soft Life and Alkaline Water for just $9.95 a month, 760-350-3338. Or, very simple, to go to EcoWaterSoCal.com, set up an appointment, tell them Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Actually, I had a lot of fun in that segment. That was a lot of fun. I needed that.
Well, you try to keep things light after a setback like last night, so we'll get to our Padres wrap-up. And there were a lot of moments that we can discuss in that game yesterday, places where the Padres could have come through but didn't come through. It was a, as you said, though, certainly a toss-up of a game. Could have gone either way.
Oh, yeah.
All the way to the end.
Oh, yeah.
And just didn't go the Padres' way for once. We're so used to the games going
we really are.
The Padres' way, it's almost shocking when in a very normal turn of events in a baseball game, yeah, things didn't go your way. Runners in scoring position didn't work out for you last night. But we will talk about it coming up. First, though, let's get to the Incorporator. We had Jesse Agler on in every Tuesday and give him his Incorporator word or phrase. And yesterday, Paulie, if you could set it up for us. That became the origin for where beef was like a disagreement or a grudge between people, between the thieves and the vendors. They had beef, and it was hot beef. So for your Incorporator for tonight's game against the Chicago Cubs, Jesse, you have to work in hot beef.
Hot beef.
Somewhere into the
the chuckle.
The broadcast.
The chuckle gets me every time.
The story sounds absolutely made up, but
ludicrous.
I love it.
Might be.
It sounds ludicrous.
So, where did it take long? Where did you get this in?
My phone blew up, by the way, after this happened. I believe it was in the bottom of the second inning, and I got like five or six messages in a row, all with the same sentiment of, if I hadn't listened to your guys' show, I would have known because you don't really hear hot beef in a broadcast, but
correct.
It was so seamless. He is just so good. So this is bottom of the second last night. Iglesias at the plate.
Jake, of course, went to the IL after he was hit by a pitch the final game at Wrigley against these guys. Ben Brown caught him right in the ribs. And we found out later, he actually had a broken rib. Here's the 0-1. Iglesias takes right down the middle for strike two. And I'll admit, I was curious if there might be a beef that carried over to this series after Cronenworth had to go to the IL with that injury. Not a hot beef, just a regular, you know, simmering beef. But no sign of that at all.
Unbelievable.
And, of course, the funny part of that is it was last Tuesday when Jake took that swing that eventually put him on the injured list that he got last week's, was working on last week's Incorporator, and now he ties it into Jake again this week.
Brilliant. And somebody just pointed out, we are 0-2 on Incorporator Tuesdays with the San Diego Padres. So that's not a trend I'd like to see continue.
No, they did win the first. We're 1-3.
Oh, it was
He did Savvy B.
Savvy
in
B.
The first
okay.
one, and they
all
did
right.
win that game right. Against the Guardians on a Tuesday.
That is
so they're 1-2.
333. No, 1-3 is 333.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is a bad winning percentage for a team that otherwise is 12-2 on the season.
You guys know me. If we start losing on Incorporator Tuesdays, we bang the Incorporator. All right. So if this trend continues in about 6 weeks, it's over.
Are 2025 Tuesdays the 2024 Sundays?
Sundays. Oh, my own. Remember that? I would stop watching games on Sunday because I literally knew the outcome. I knew exactly what was going to happen. Ben and Woods would come in here every Monday and go, well, lost again. I mean, didn't we lose like 19 straight Sundays?
It was not 19 straight Sundays.
It felt like it. It absolutely felt like it.
It was not. But
I said it in the open.
There was a definite trend during the summer of Sunday losses leading to Monday losing shows in the morning.
Yeah. I said it again. We did not play particularly crisp, clean baseball last night and let a lot of opportunities slip through our fingers and still had an opportunity to win that game. As pointed out in the chat just now by Bill, Cubs were horrible with runners in scoring position last night. 14 left on.
Cubs played the exact same game as the Padres.
They pretty much did, yeah. It was mirror
opportunities,
image.
A couple of mistakes that were costly early in the game. They just simply
Padres
came through in the extra inning.
0-7 position. They were 1-14.
And that was the last.
And that was the triple.
That was a triple.
In the 10th inning.
Yep.
In which they were gifted a runner in scoring position to get that one.
We'll talk. Let's break down. Because there always are positives. And I know Mike Schilt took some positives from last night's game. And I think I did too from watching it. And obviously Randy Vasquez is a positive. And we can talk about that certainly. I look forward to it.
All right. We will have Brett Boone, our Odyssey insider, joining us at 8:35 this morning. All of our regular features. Don't do this. Take on Woods, our rival report in our 9 o'clock hour. But let's take time out because I want to get to the Padres wrap up and we will talk about last night's game in depth, in detail, coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But first, let's talk about Underdog. One of the best places to make picks during the basketball playoffs with their extender promo. With the extender, you can play your way to increasingly bigger boosts each round of the playoffs. You start a playoff series by using your game one boost. Then you continue boosting each subsequent game to unlock the next one. Longer the series, the bigger the boost. Underdog is the leading place to make all your sports picks. You can now play right here in our state of California. All you have to do is download the app, choose whether a player will go higher or lower on their stats like points, assists, rebounds, and more. Very, very simple to do. Having a lot of fun playing it. You can mix and match different sports as well. Been playing some baseball higher or lower every single night. It's a blast. So download the Underdog app. Sign up using the promo code Woods, my last name, Woods, to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Promo code is Woods. Must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska. Present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/extend.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why the recruiter's expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. Now, Padres had the talent to win last night, just not the execution. We will discuss it with our highlights, our Padres wrap-up, right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem.
Oh, a shame indeed.
I couldn't agree more.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
What the heck happened?
Are you kidding me?
Can't even believe it.
It's the Padres
Crap Up.
Presented by Hamul Casino. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
Now the pitch. And he swings. Hits it in the air. Deep to left field. This one way back. Gonna go! The most predictable yet unpredictable game in the world. The Cubs dropped two foul pops in this at-bat, and the baseball gods reward the Padres with Manny Machado's second home run of the season, and it's 1-0 here in the fifth. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Birdie hits it on the ground to first base. Arise has it. Coming home. Long throw. The tag is in time! Corner out at the plate, and this time Luis Arraez gets his man two away. Adrian dangling that left arm. Now he comes set and ready. 0-1, the pitch again squares to bunt, gets it down fair by first. Arraez tried to come home, bobbled it, lost it. Everybody's safe, and the game is tied as Swanson scores. Luis, I think, had a real shot at Swanson, and he got to the spot. He aggressively charged, but he just had some trouble getting the ball out of his glove. 2-0, the pinch. Horner swings, laces it into right center field. That's going to give him the lead for the first time tonight. Splits the gap, rolls all the way to the bench, and scores easily. Horner racing to third. No chance to get him there. It's an RBI triple for Nico Horner. And the Cubs in front, 2-1. First pitch to Arise. Lefty to lefty. Hit in the air to left center field. It'll be Happ coming in from left to make the catch, and the ball game is over. The Cubs become the first team to beat the Padres at Petco this year. 2-1 the final in 10.
Very well pitched game. Yeah, Vasquez was really good again. You know, he threw the ball exceptionally well. Their guy was good. I mean, pitchers duel. Bullpens were good. You know, they were able to execute in the extra innings with the runner at second, and it turned out to be the difference.
Yeah, that guy has been good twice against the Padres this season. Shota Imanaga doesn't throw particularly hard, but man, he puts it where he wants to most of the time. Lots of corners, pitched well again. Padres made him work, got him to 93 pitches after five innings, and I was feeling pretty good at that point because Cubs' bullpen has not been great. Padres torched him in game one, but their bullpen was really good last night too. As Mike Schilt said, it was a well pitched game. I thought Randy Vasquez was terrific.
He was, man.
He did give up seven hits, but there were some soft singles in those seven, and he did not walk the house as he did the last time he faced the Cubs. Did walk Justin Turner twice, but there were some close pitches on those as well. And you keep getting that out of Randy Vasquez, you're going to be very happy with the end results, I think, at the end of the season.
No question about it. No question about it, Benny. He was pretty outstanding last night. And again, what have we been saying about really all the starting pitchers? Try to keep this team in a ball game, and let's see what happens. And, you know, also, we're not going to win every single game. We knew that. It was a tough one, you know, to lose 2-1 last night, especially with the opportunities that you had early. When you loaded the bases against Imanaga and Manny goes down, and you know, I saw a lot of consternation about Manny missing a couple of belt high fastballs. Sure, I think Manny, given the chance again, does not miss those. You know, and but again with Imanaga, they talked a little bit about it on the broadcast too. With the way that he pitches, That 91 looks like it's about 97 because he's got that splitty that he can throw, and it starts down the middle, looks like a heater, and you think you're on it. You think, I've got it. This is the splitty, and it, you know, doesn't split, stays straight, and now it's 91, and now it's Bayou. That's exactly what happened to Manny, and Xander came up right after that with a chance to do some two-out damage and didn't get the job done either. But, you know, I thought uncharacteristic. Actually, no. Kicking the ball around is maybe the only weakness of this team, I think, this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, a couple of errant throws, kicking it around just a little bit. It's been probably more than Mike Schilt and the guys would have expected this early in the season, but it is early in the season. They're kind of ironing out the kinks. I thought the play Estrada made up the middle, a good throw, that's an easy double play. He hits Xander in the chest. That is a absolute 1-6-3, no-brainer, out by 10 feet, double play. Didn't happen. Estrada ended up getting out of that inning, pitched his ass off to clean up his own mess. So that's encouraging, but I think Vasquez was the story. And then obviously the weirdest thing I've ever, one of the weirdest things I've ever seen on a baseball field. Can't recall a time that I've ever seen it before. Manny Machado's home run after two foul pop-up drops. I have never seen anything like that in my life. A 9-pitch at bat. Manny Machado takes it yard after getting two, not one new life, but two new lives. It just doesn't happen at that level.
And Jesse said something along the same lines during the play, during the highlight, but it's like the most unpredictable and also the most predictable.
Correct.
All at the same time.
Yeah, Jesse almost like called it because, well, I was looking for it too. I mean, you get two extra chances.
Two lives.
It's the way this game works. You walk a guy, usually comes back to bite you. And you have an error, like, it comes back to bite you.
I mean, karmically, you felt like, of course, Manny's going to hit a home run here. After he gets two extra chances, and he did, which is still absolutely amazing. And I'm pretty sure I've never seen that. Two drop pop-ups in the same at-bat, and then a home run. I mean, it's possible. It's never happened in baseball history.
Yeah.
There's so much baseball history.
So much.
That, I guess in all those years, probably once it did, but if they have records of it, no one was able to come up with another example of it. You mentioned the third inning, though, when they didn't cash in.
Yeah.
And then the fourth inning where they get second and third and one out and just are unable to get the runner home from third.
Yep.
It's just, I think that's where the game was really decided.
Yeah.
More than in the extra innings.
Sure.
It was really that second and third inning. Cubs had their chances too, where they loaded the bases and Randy Vasquez got some flyouts with, Michael Bush, dangerous hitter up.
Dangerous.
Was able to get out of some jams. You know, the hitter was the final total with runners in scoring position was 1-for-21 between the two teams.
Yeah, great.
Not good.
Excellent execution, fellas.
Not good from either side.
Credit to the pitchers. You know, credit to the pitching staff. Credit to the bullpen. Credit to Vasquez. You know, they're trying to get you out, too. And they did a really good job of it last night on both sides. And again, I think you did your game plan was right. I didn't love Schilt bringing him back out for the sixth and, two quick hits and they're in business there. You've got this bullpen. They are pretty rested. I was a little surprised by that move. Other than that, man, just kind of felt like wasn't your night. You know, we weren't able to capitalize in big moments.
I thought it wasn't wrong to bring him back out. He had thrown so few pitches and was starting to head toward the bottom of the order one time. He'd already gotten through Tucker. I thought, all right. Well, you've done that. Yeah, see if he can get through six because he had been pitching so well. So
They said, he would love to get him through six tonight. Yeah, sure. I would love it. I would have loved it, too. But, you did end up giving it right back there in that inning. So you've got that bullpen. You know, you've got a 6, 7, 8, 9
guy. And by the way, on the Arise, the bunt play by Pete Crow Armstrong, the safety squeeze.
Oh, my God.
I don't think they would have gotten him at the plate.
Same.
I think he was going to try. Had he not bobbled it, he would have tried to get him at the plate, and he would have been safe anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think the result would have been any different. And then Morejon still got out of that jam.
Still got out of the jam.
Without allowing any other runs. That was a really nice job by Adrian Morejon.
And it was a really nice job by Pete Crow Armstrong getting that bunt down in a perfect spot. You're not getting him at first, by the way. He flies. And, it would have had to be such an unbelievable play at the plate. Probably would have been reviewed and probably would have been safe. The play that Arise followed it up with was spectacular. The backhand short hop, the absolutely perfect throw to Maldonado at home to nail the runner was spectacular from Luis Arraez. Credit where credit is due. But yeah, man, you know, you look at the lineup, you lost by one run. So you look at the lineup, you saw a couple of not great ABs. Oscar Gonzalez, kind of, I love his raw power and all the tools that he has. He's wheels off up there at the plate right now. Looks a little bit jumpy, kind of swinging at everything. Obviously not the debut Connor Joe would have liked to have last night, staring at pitches in a big spot. But listen, man, I still have a lot of belief in this team based on what they've shown me so far this year.
Well, let's talk about the 10th inning in a little more detail. So it's 1-1. Cubs have the free runner out at second base, and the Padres go with Yuki Matsui, who we talked about yesterday, has not appeared in a game in almost, what, Friday was the last time he had gotten in, and felt like even longer. And so I was worried that there might be a hint of rust as he came out there, and he showed that right away by forgetting his pitch comp, which you know, is not a crime, but resulted in a disengagement. You know, like the umpire
mound visit.
Yeah, mound visit. He was flustered.
It speeds up. It speeds up an already tense situation.
Right, and he throws two balls, so he's behind in the count. Has to come into Horner and puts one, you know, high in the zone that Horner, you know, makes a nice swing at and drives a triple into the gap. So that run's already in, and now you're facing what you really don't want to do. It's okay if you give up the run at second base. I never expect the reliever to come in and hold that runner at second.
I'm with you.
If you do,
great.
I feel like, okay, you've probably won the game for our team. If you just allow the one run, though, all right, well, that's kind of what the expected result is. And for Matsui to bounce back and then keep the runner at third by getting a pop out and two strikeouts, I thought he did an outstanding job there in the 10th inning. And when that inning ended and it was still 2-1, I felt fairly confident the Padres were going to come back and win that game in the bottom of the inning. So the Padres bat in the bottom of the 10th. Jose Iglesias is the free runner out at second base. You mentioned Connor Joe's at bat. First at bat with his hometown team. Got called up, you know, had a day to get his feet wet, but this is his first time up there. Yeah, it went probably like he goes in your nightmares.
Yeah.
You know, he took two big yakking curveballs from Thielbar, really nasty pitches, curveballs on the corner. I don't know that you really want to swing at those on the first two, but he's behind 0-2, then takes a fastball just off the inside corner. Okay.
I mean, his job is just to get Iglesias to third. That's it, man. You got to get him over. You got to get him over so you can get him in, tie the ball game.
Yeah, and then takes the fastball off the inside corner, then gets almost the exact same pitch, so he takes it again thinking it's a ball, but this time it nicks the corner. Right calls both times, and he's out without swinging the bat, which is a real bummer. But then Iglesias, with Elias Diaz pinch hitting for Maldonado, takes off for third. Nice job, because they were watching him pretty closely. Yeah. They'd stepped off a couple of times. I mean, they were paying attention to him. Hadn't forgot about him, and he stole it rather easily, which gets him to third, still with one out, chance to score the run. Now, here was the decision of the game. Diaz up, Iglesias at third. Do you put the contact play on or not?
I feel like the contact play is always on, and for whatever reason, it was not here.
Well,
or maybe that was just his read.
I don't know if Jose commented after the game or anyone asked Schilt about it, but Diaz hits a chopper back toward the mound. Iglesias freezes, which I think is not the wrong instinct, because if the pitcher gets it, you're absolutely a dead duck, and your tying run at third is now erased.
But the contact play is the contact play. Contact means you go on
right.
contact.
But if he started like one step, he might have thought, oh, I better stop, just because where it was heading, I have no idea. But he tips it, and then it goes straight out to Horner at second base. Now, had he been going off contact, would he have made it home? It still got to the second baseman, who was playing in rather quickly. I have no idea whether he would have made it or not in that situation.
Now, again, you know, was talking to a buddy about this. Nico Horner has he's one of the most elite defenders as far as his range goes. But as far as his arm goes, he's one of the worst, has one of the worst arms. If that ball gets cleanly over that pitcher's glove, I think he goes. But I do think when he saw him make an attempt and it hit, I think he was in no man's land.
You don't know where it's going.
Yeah.
So as soon as you see the ball hit the glove, you have to make that decision. And I
I think he made the right decision.
Yeah, I mean, again, you also have to remember who's coming up after you, right? We got some pretty good hitters coming up after us.
Potential MVP and the best contact hitter in the game.
Correct.
Right behind
so him. I'll take my chances there. Again, I'm not going to roast Iglesias over the goals. I would like to ask Mike Schilt, and I wonder...
By the way, nobody asked Schilt about that.
I wonder if he'll tell us, because we're talking to him on Friday. How do you decide when to put the contact play on? How many times do we watch a game? It's the third inning, runner on third. They hit that, the infield's in, and they hit that squibber to second, and the guy gets thrown out by 10 feet because the contact play's on, right? In a case like last night, you really need that run. When do you decide? Contact play is on, contact play is off, use your best judgment. You know, how does that work?
Like, yeah, that's a playoff game. Is it on?
I don't know.
Or is it
I have
definitely
no idea.
Not on?
Is it extra innings you want to, or is it late? Put it on, or put it on early and see if we can steal
does it
a run.
Depend on who's up next, as yeah. you guys said, with Tatis coming up. So then he's up.
You don't want to run into an easy out at home with Tatis coming
but
up.
But then again,
they're going to put
Tatis can score you from anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that they threw to him at all. They tried two pitches, both pretty well off the plate, and then just decided to intentionally walk him. In that, it's that situation where if I was a Cubs fan, I would be screaming, don't throw to this guy. Just walk him. I know he's the winning run. Just walk him. Don't let him swing. I'll take my chances with a rise. He's probably not going to have a home run. At worst, he gets the single. You tie the game. You live to fight for another batter. So when they walked Tatis, I was bummed. I figure if I was a Cubs fan, I'd be very happy.
Oh, yeah, got
to
do it.
And it's not that I was unhappy to see a rise up. You know, I thought, oh, great chance here to at least tie the game. And if he does find a gap, Tatis is going to score easily from first, and they're going to win. Of course, you know, Louis didn't get the job done this time and hits one to left field. But, you know, I liked his approach, attack something quickly, go the other way. He gets that for a single all the time.
Yep.
And could have tied the game and brought Manny up with a chance to win it. Didn't work out.
I'm interested to see what the lineup looks like today. I don't know how much you can continue to run Yuli Gurriel out there as your designated hitter. I just don't. I understand having to run Maldonado and Diaz out there. That's what you got. Those guys are catching, and they've done a really good job behind the dish for the pitching staff. You heard Michael King praising Elias Diaz the other night. Maldonado, I think, has been way better than expected. But as far as your designated hitter, you want your designated hitter to have some hit tools. Some would be great. He's got a WRC plus, weighted runs created plus of 34 right now. Benny's striking out 33% of the time. With runners on base, a little bit better, but 528 OPS right now, that's not going to cut it for a designated hitter.
Melissa wants to know, when does Jackson come back?
Thank you, Saul. We do have a problem.
We can give you an update on that. Also, we got a shout out to his family to get to start hour number two of Ben and Woods. Coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.